sit Rex," Jenny said. "Come on, Rex, sit Rex." And he did. And she was happy and gave him one of his doggy biscuits. Dad was watching, and Dad said, "Oh, Rex is getting pretty good at this." And Jenny beamed and said, "Yes, he is." And Dad said, "And you're doing a good job of teaching." And Jenny beamed and said, "Yes, I am." And then Jenny said, "Okay, Rex, stay." And she took a step back, we're a few steps back. And about that time, Cousin Brian came around the building and around the corner and into the backyard where they were at. Not knowing what was going on, what did he say first thing when he got around the corner? "Rex, come boy, come be with, come here, come here, come here." And Rex looked at him, looked back at Jenny, kind of longingly, looked back at Brian, and stayed put. And Dad said, "Wow, Rex is getting good at this. That was hard." And then Dad said, "You know, that kind of reminds me of a story in the Bible." Brian said, "A dog story in the Bible?" And Dad said, "No, but it does remind me of the story in the book of Exodus where the midwives were giving orders to kill all the baby boys. And that was a tough order because they knew that to follow God and to follow God or to follow man's laws, king or whoever, that's hard." And notice how Rex stayed even when Brian called, because he trusted his master, well, his mistress in this case, meaning Jenny. And he was rewarded. He got another biscuit for staying. And notice that those ladies, the Bible said, were rewarded for following God, even when the king said, "No, don't do that." Brian said, "That does sound a little bit like what Rex was dealing with." Rex pointed out to Jenny and to Brian, follow the directions of the master, and it will be good for you, and you will be rewarded. Don't you think that's a pretty good story for us to remember?